so long, I can't wait to get back home. Home to the Lone Star State another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York, Philadelphia.
Oh, yeah. That is a sleep at the wheel. Doing what we do every week right here on The Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP. Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Getting a kick out of myself here. A few years ago, Craig Bellis and I were doing a morning scramble together, and he enlightened me about the birthplace of Kris Kristofferson, Brownsville, Texas, way down on the border with Mexico. I played songs performed by Kris and written by Kris, but his amazing array of songs that he has written, that a number of people who have recorded them, is a bit overwhelming. And so when I saw the movie of Willie's 90th birthday at the outdoor arena at the Vashon Theater, thank you again for putting that on. It was fabulous. I saw Kris in the movie, struggling to remember songs he knew for a long time. He had Lyme's disease for a long time, misdiagnosed as early Alzheimer's, but it's affected his memory, according to many reports. So a show highlighting his songs is a long past due. Tonight, we have Texas artists covering some of Kris's songs. We're going to lead off with a couple songs that have kind of religious undertones and Kris's sense of humor poking at us and at these religions as well. We lead off with Billy Joe Shaver and No Earthly Good.
Come hear me, good brothers, come hear one and all. Don't brag about standing or you'll surely fall. You're shining your light, yes, and shine it you should. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. No earthly good, no earthly good. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You're shining your light, yes, and shine it you should. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Come hear me, good sisters, you're the salt of the earth. If your salt isn't salted, then what is it worth? You could give someone a cool drink if you would. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. No earthly good, no earthly good. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You could give someone a cool drink if you would. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. If you're whole in heaven, then spread it around. There are hungry hands reaching up here from the ground. Move over and share the high ground where you stood. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. No earthly good, no earthly good. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. Move over and share the high ground where you stood. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good. You're so heavenly minded, you're no earthly good.
Do I look like a loser? Do I stand in your way? A threat to your future you planned yesterday? But I fought for my freedom. Some called it a crime. Convicted of running on rock and roll time. I said rock and roll time. Please take me away to whiskey and wine. Of some better day. And sometimes it seems I'm falling behind. Remember I'm running. Each time that I fly, I've been locked in your jailhouse. Oh, but I'm getting by. Just hoping that heaven is happy and high. And everyone's running on rock and roll time. I said rock and roll time. Please take me.
Killer, Jerry Lee Lewis, and Rock and Roll Time from his 2014 album of the same name. You also heard Doyle Bramble second on that guitar. Jerry Lee was from Louisiana, along as with his cousins, Mickey Gilley, also a country star, and the celebrity preacher Jimmy Swaggart. But Jerry Lee is a Texas musician because he spent some time at the Southwest Bible Institute in Waxahachie, Texas, before he got kicked out. Don't do boogie-woogie hymns down there. The song was written by Chris, along with Roger McGuinn of the Byrds fame, and Bob Newhorth, a pretty fine musician in his own right, and a collaborator with a whole bunch of different songwriters besides Chris, such as Bob Dylan, Patti Smith, not too bad. The only album I can find of Chris's this appeared on is some kind of a compilation album that came out in 2016. Before The Killer, we heard Billy Joe Shaver, along with Chris, and No Earthly Good from the album Everybody's Brother, released in 2007. Billy Joe was from Corsicana, Texas, and everybody else in the outlaw country world seems to be a little bit better known than him, but his songs were covered by folks like Johnny Cash and Willie and Elvis and Dylan. And I've told his stories before in the show, including his being a rodeo clown, cutting off a finger, working at a sawmill, and he had to teach himself how to play guitar all over again. He shot somebody in the face in self-defense. He was acquitted of any crime, and the list goes on. He was kind of a crazy guy. You are listening to Texas musicians performing songs by Chris Christopherson here on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon. And we are streaming as well on voiceofvashon.org. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. Well, Chris has got a whole bunch of songs about losing love or just about to lose a love, and we're going to turn to those right now. Nora Jones performing Help Me Make It Through the Night on Austin City Limits Live. Here's Nora Jones.
It's a Chris Christopherson song that I had the pleasure of singing with Willie Nelson, which was awesome. We got to open up for him in San Francisco for four nights in a row, and it was amazing. So the last night, I got to sing with him. Take the ribbon from your take it loose and let it fall. Laying soft against your skin, like the shadows on the wall. Come and lay down by my side till the early morning light. All I'm taking is your time. Help me make it through the night. I don't care who's right or wrong, and I don't try to understand. Let the devil take tomorrow, because tonight yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. Yesterday is dead and gone, and tomorrow's out of sight, and it's sad to be alone. Help me make it through the night. I don't wanna be
this could be our last good night together. We may never pass this way again. Just let me enjoy it till it's over or forever. Please don't tell me how the story ends. See the way our shadows come together. Softer than your fingers on my skin. Someday, this may be the moment to remember of each other. Please don't tell me
how the story ends. Never judge the echo of forever. Or some absent love that may have been. Just let me go on loving and believing till it's over. Please don't tell me how the story ends. Don't tell me how the story ends.
Well, you talk about an unmistakable voice. That's Freddie Fender with Please Don't Tell Me How the Story Ends from his 1974 album, Before the Next Teardrop Falls. Pretty dramatic, all of his stuff. Was Chris's version of the song first appeared on his 1999 album, The Austin Sessions. Freddie was born in San Benito, Texas, way down all right along the border there, not in fact that far from Brownsville, where Chris was born. And he was yet another child prodigy, like a whole bunch of people on this show. He was on the radio at age 10. After a stint in the Navy, he kicked around Texas playing in the bars and had a lot of very successful recordings in Mexico and South America, including a Spanish version of Don't Be Cruel. I have to look that up sometime. And then he moved to California, where he recorded Wasted Days and Wasted Nights. And then he spent a little time at jail for marijuana, and he started performing again and eventually ended up with Doug Somm and the Texas Tornadoes, and later with the Super 7. And you've heard him in both those groups these days on this show. Before Freddie, we heard Nora Jones and Helped Me Make It Through the Night live on Austin City Limits. The song been recorded by a whole bunch of people, including at least 7 different versions by Texas artists that I've found. But I just really like her version the best, especially this live one. She spent her high school years in Dallas and then went to the University of North Texas in Denton, Texas, east of Dallas. Let's do one more from this category. Here is Janie Fricke and Johnny Duncan and the song Stranger.
Maybe she was smiling in. Maybe I was too, 'cause I was stoned, singing every sad song on the jukebox one more time. Honey, they were hitting close to home, and I said, maybe this will make you think I'm crazy. Feel lonesome if you do. If you want to make a young man happy one more time, I sure like to spend the night with you. And she said, stranger,
shut up.
Shadows too.
And while we lay there making believe you love me, stranger, could I believe in you? Maybe you got all you got together. Maybe you keep rolling like a stone. Maybe some old lonesome song will take you by surprise.
Danny Fricke and Johnny Duncan, Stranger. That was on Johnny's album from 2003. It couldn't have been any better. And that song was Janie's first major exposure, and it really kickstarted her career in country and pop, and much later gospel and bluegrass. Before Stranger, she appeared on thousands of records as a backup singer in Nashville. Later, she and her husband settled on a farm in Lancaster, Texas, not that far from Dallas, and her second husband was elected mayor of Wilmer, Texas. I wonder how she did as first lady. Listen to songs from the Oxford Scholar, college defensive back, Golden Gloves boxer, forest fire, road crew member, and Army Ranger who flew helicopters, Chris Christopherson, whose songs are performed by Texas musicians. And we're on Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Vashon Live, streaming also at thevoiceofvashon.org. Tune in over there, too. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's Green Credit Union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids' specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
Well, thanks to our underwriters, and thanks to all of you who just happened to provide a little money for us, donate to The Voice of Vashon. We appreciate that. Keeps us on the air, and we like that. Hopefully you do, too. Well, Chris Christopherson had a bit of a problem about alcohol and wasn't shy about writing songs about alcohol and other addictions and the problems that they bring. Which brings us to our next set of songs, leading off with a group called The Little Willies and Chris's song Best of All Possible Worlds, The Little Willies.
I was running through the summer rain, waiting for the evening train to kill that old familiar pain, weaving through my tangled brain. When I tipped my bottle back, smacked into a cop I didn't see. That policeman's a Mr. Cool, if you ain't drunk then you're a fool. I said if that's against the law, tell me why I never saw no man locked in this jail of yours, wasn't just as low down poor as me. And that's just when someone turned out the lights. Yes, and I wound up in jail to spend the night. And the dream of all the wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Next morning woke up feeling like my head was really gone, and like my thick old tongue was licking something sick and wrong. I said I'd sell my soul for something about as wet and cold as this old cell. That kind of jailer looked at me all eaten up with sympathy, then poured himself another beer, came and whispered in my ear, if booze was just a dime a bottle, boy, you couldn't even buy the smell. I said I knew there's something I liked about this town. Oh, but it'll take more than that to bring me down, 'cause there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds. Set me free, and I'd be leaving town if I knew what was good for me. I said it's nice to learn that everybody's so concerned about my health, but I won't be leaving no more quicker than I can, and I've enjoyed about as much of this as I can stand, and I don't need this town of yours no more than I ever needed nothing else, 'cause there's still a lot of drinks that I ain't drunk. Yes, and lots of pretty thoughts that I ain't thunk. Oh yeah, there's still a lot of wine and lonely girls in this best of all possible worlds.
best of all possible worlds. In this best of all possible worlds.
Takes one to know one. I know how you feel. You got your hunger and some problems that are real. And you're dealing with some demons who are driving you insane. And I seen them drag you screaming down the hallways of your brain. You got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die. Let it ride in there. Let it run your life. Let it run your children off. Let it run your wife. Let it take the joy you love. Turn it to despair. You know better. You just don't care. Cause you got loaded again. Ain't you handsome when you're high? Nothing matters. Chase that feeling till you die.
There's a pretty dark song. Wow. That was Devil Makes Three with the song Chase the Feeling from their 2016 record, Redemption and Ruin. Their guitarist, Pete Bernard, upright bassist, Lucia Perina, and tenor banjo player, Cooper McBean. They're all from New England, and McBean and Bernhard played together in childhood friends in bands in high school, and all three of them moved to California separately, not as a band. And they met up again, and they formed a band back in 2001. Around 2010, they went their separate ways, with McBean thankfully going to Austin. And they still tour and record together occasionally. Chris's version of that song first appeared in his 2006 album, This Old Road. Before The Devil Makes Three, we heard The Little Willies, five friends who just want to play some music together. And they were Lee Alexander on bass, Richard Julian on guitar and vocals, Dan Reiser on drums, Jim Campolongo on guitar, and Nora Jones, piano and vocals. They all had a fondness for songs by Willie and Chris and Hank Williams, and they started playing covers of them, and then they did a sporadic show here and there, and they eventually did a couple recordings. Here on Boogie Back, we've played a few songs by Puss in Boots, which is another group that Nora was a part of. This one Puss in Boots was driven by the desire to kind of learn everybody who wanted to learn a new instrument. The song that first appeared on Kris Kristofferson's first album, Kristofferson, in 1970. Let's do one more in this vein, so to speak. One of Kris's best-known songs, Sunday Morning Coming Down, and there are a lot of versions of this one, but I got to go with Kris, who wrote the song, along with Johnny Cash, who made it number one. Here they are with a Highwaymen performance live at Nassau Coliseum in 1990.
Well, I woke up Sunday morning, no way to hold my head, it didn't hurt. And the beer I had for breakfast wasn't bad, so I had one more for dessert. Then I fumbled through my closet for my clothes, found my cleanest dirty shirt. And I washed my face and combed my hair, stumbled down the stairs to meet the day. I smoked my mind the night before with cigarettes and songs that I'd been picking. But I lit my first and watched a small boy cussing at a can that he'd been kicking. I crossed the empty streets, caught the Sunday smell of someone frying chicken. And it took me back to something that I lost somewhere, somehow along the way. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was strong. 'Cause there's something in a Sunday that makes a body feel alone. Nothing short of dying, oh, half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming down. In the park I saw Daddy with a laughing little girl that he was swinging. And I stopped beside a Sunday school, listened to the songs that they were singing. Bringing in the sheaves, and I headed back for home. Somewhere far away, a lonesome bell was ringing. And it echoed through the canyon like the disappearing dreams of yesterday. On a Sunday morning sidewalk, I'm wishing, Lord, that I was strong. 'Cause there's something about a Sunday that'll make your body feel alone. There ain't nothing short of dying half as lonesome as the sound of a sleeping city sidewalk. Sunday morning coming. down.
Love that song. As I said at the top, that was Kris Kristofferson and Johnny Cash, Sunday Morning Coming Down, from a Highwayman performance at the Nassau Coliseum in 1990. That song was first recorded by Ray Stevens in 1969, the year before Kris released it on his album, Kristofferson. And Johnny Cash took it to number one. And later, Kris said it was the song that allowed him to quit working for a living. That song won the Country Music Association Song of the Year that year as well. You are listening to songs by songwriter, actor, writer. He had some short stories in The Atlantic. I didn't know that. And Kris Kristofferson on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight.
VOV programming support is provided by Island Escrow, Vashon's only independent escrow company providing comprehensive service for all types of real estate transactions since 1979. On the web at islandescrow.net.
VOV programming support is provided by Pandora's Box, Vashon Island's provider of quality pet foods at competitive prices. With over 100 years of combined knowledge and experience in pet care and pet nutrition, you'll find Pandora's Box on Vashon Highway, north of the main intersection.
We're going to go back to glove songs, and in this case, some slow ones and some sad ones. We lead off with Billy Joe Spears and For the Good Times.
Don't look so sad. I know it's over, but life goes on, and this old world will keep on turning. Let's just be glad we had some time to spend together. There's no need to watch the bridges that we're burning. All the
have seen the morning burning golden on the mountains in the skies. Aching with the feeling of the freedom of the eagle when she flies. Turning on the world the way she smiled upon my soul as I lay dying. Feeling as the colors in the sunshine in the shadows of her eyes. Waking in the morning to the feeling of her fingers on my skin. Wiping out the traces of the people and the places that I've been. Teaching me that yesterday was something that I'd never thought of trying. Talking of tomorrow and the money, love and time we had to spend. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again. Coming close together with a feeling that I've never known before in my time. She ain't ashamed to be a woman or afraid to be a friend. I don't know the answers to the easy way she opened every door in my mind. But dreaming was as easy as believing it was never gonna end. Loving her was easier than anything I'll ever do again.
That's Dookie, somebody we have not heard before on Boogie Back. And Chris's song, Loving Her Was Easier, that came from Nat's 2008 album, Pop a Top. Nat was born in far northwest Cass County, Texas, right on the border with Louisiana and near the border of Oklahoma. He attended UT Arlington, and he got himself a little bit of a radio and TV degree, worked as an announcer, and wrote some songs, and then got a record deal. That didn't go real well, but he did make commercials and jingles, hundreds of them, including two for Coca-Cola, 22 spots for McDonald's, and he was the singing voice on the last Spuds McKenzie commercial for Budweiser. All you trivia fans. He also owned a booking agency in Nashville and had a land company operating in both Tennessee and Texas. Doing pretty well, I guess. Chris's recording of Loving Her Was Easier first appeared on his 1971 album, The Silver Tongue Devil and I. It's been recorded by about a dozen people and groups. Before Nat, we heard Billie Joe Spears, another famous Chris song, For the Good Times, from her album Ultimate Collection. Billie Joe, like Janis Joplin, was born in Beaumont, Texas, and she was known as singing of strong female characters and also a leader in blending country and pop in the 70s. As a matter of fact, they thought some of her songs were too sexy. Most of her success, though, came overseas, especially in the UK. She's been married 5 times, once to a guy 15 years younger. She said she was as young as she felt, and she always thought young. And if it was turned around the other way, nobody would bat an eye. Chris wrote the song in 1968 while working on a work-related trip from Nashville to the Gulf of Mexico, and apparently it was based on a real-life experience of Chris's. It was on his debut album, Christofferson, from 1970. Ray Price recorded it in 1970 and took it to number one. At the ACM Awards, it won Song of the Year for Chris and Single of the Year for Ray Price. And Casey Musgrave said that it might be the saddest song of all time. That's quite a statement. Listen to songs written by songwriter, singer, actor Chris Christofferson on Boogie Back to Texas, right here on The Voice of Vashon, streaming on the internet, voiceofvashon.org. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. So we're going to head toward the door of the Chris Christofferson covers edition to Boogie Back with a song of Chris's that I think a lot of us have heard a lot. And there are many, many other versions, but I think we got to hear this one from Pearl. Here's Janice.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, when I was feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down just before it rained, then rode us all the way to New Orleans. I pulled my harpoon out of my dirty red bandana. I was playing soft while Bobby sang the blues. Windshield wipers slapping time, I was holding Bobby's hand in mine. We sang every song that Javi knew. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, I mean nothing, honey, if it ain't free. For me and my Bobby, yeah. From the Kentucky coal mine to the California sun, hey, Bobby shared the secrets of my soul. Through all kinds of weather, through everything we've done, your Bobby, baby, kept me from the whole world. Next to mine. Freedom is just another word for nothing left to lose. Nothing, that's all that Bobby left me. When feeling good was easy down when he sang the blues. Hey, feeling good was good enough for me. Mm-hmm. Good enough for me and my Bobby. La 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 la
course, Janis Joplin from Beaumont, Texas. Me and Bobby McGee from the posthumously released album Pearl. The story behind the song is kind of interesting. The producer and founder of Monument Records challenged Chris to write a song using the name of studio secretary Bobby McGee. Not McGee, but Chris misheard him. And Chris said later that he was trying to convey the despair of the last scene of Fellini's La Strada, and I had to look that up, in which a broken, probably war-torn, drunk man, Anthony Quinn, stares up from the beach at the night stars and breaks down sobbing. I don't know if it did that or not for me. Anyway, Roger Miller recorded the song first, and Kenny Rogers and Gordon Lightfoot also recorded it before it came out on Chris's first album, Christofferson. Janis recorded it only a few days before her death. Chris had sung it for her, and singer Bobby Newirth taught it to her. Chris didn't really know that she had recorded it and didn't hear the recording until the day after she died. We're going to go out the door of Boogie Back to Texas with Jack Ingram and the song Jesus Was a Capricorn from an album recorded during an all-star concert in celebration of Chris's songs. And by the way, the full title of the song is Jesus Was a Capricorn, Ode to John Prine, and that's O-W-E-D, so I'm not sure what that means. Jack is from the Woodlands, Texas, planned community. It's a little bit north of Houston, and it's a community I went to in its early development for my first Future Studies conference back in the mid-70s. Jack went on to SMU in Dallas and got his start in bars around Fort Worth, and one claim to fame is he set himself a world record for most radio interviews in one day when he was interviewed 215 times. Pretty amazing. I wonder whether Jeff Hoyt can say that as well. Here is Jack Ingram and Jesus Was a Capricorn.
I'm going to send this out to my mother, who wishes I was Chris's son.
Capricorn, he ate organic food. He believed in love and peace, and he never wore no shoes. Long hair, beard, and sandals, and a funky bunch of friends. I believe we'd nail him up if he come down again. Everybody's gotta have somebody to look at. Better than at any time they please. Someone doing something dirty, decent folks can frown on. You can't find nobody else. Help yourself to me. Cussing rednecks, cussing hippies for their hair. Others laugh at straights, who laugh at freaks, who laugh at squares. Some folks hate the whites, who hate the blacks, who hate the Klan. I believe that most of us hate everything we don't understand. Yeah. Take me. Help yourself, son. Help yourself, son. Help yourself, drunk. Yeah, help yourself.
Jack Ingram with Jesus Was a Capricorn, a Chris Christopherson song that closes out the night on this pretty fun time here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in tonight, and we'll see you next week.